There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
We got him, Steve.
Yeah.
He's ready to play.
Technology.
So that means you got to get out of here, brah.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What was the last name of the inventor of the Rubik's Cube?
Rubik?
Yes. In what decade did the first color TV broadcast happen?
50s?
Yes. Who was the U.S. president during World War I?
Eisenhower?
No.
Pass.
What northeast state did Subway open its first location in?
Connecticut.
Yes. On a graph, what direction does the x-axis run?
Parallel.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'll take that.
North South.
What was the final studio album released by the Beatles?
The White Album.
No.
Yellow Submarine.
No.
Pat.
What team did Ken Griffey Jr. join when he left Seattle?
Red.
Yes. In Ben Franklin's famous kite experiments, what object was tied to the end of the string?
A key.
Oh, that is right. In Harry Potter, who killed Dumbledore?
Oh, God, the guy that they don't talk about.
Well, don't worry. I don't know my Harry Potter either. I just read it on the internet. But you got 6 correct, Alonzo.
All right.
Also, you were thinking of the wrong guy, so you would have got it wrong. Harry Potter nerd over here.
Well, if there's one person I know definitely knows his Harry Potter, it's Steve Migs, and
oh,
he's
yeah.
back.
Everyone calls me Captain Hogwarts for a reason.
Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What was the last name of the inventor of the Rubik's Cube?
Rubik?
Yes! In what decade was the first color TV broadcast?
I would say the 60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. Okay. Who was the U.S. president during World War I?
Crap. Eisenhower.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Cleveland.
No. In what northeast state did Subway open its first location?
Northeast?
Yes.
I'm going to say New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
No.
New Jersey.
No. On a graph, what direction does the x-axis run?
Wow.
Left.
No.
Right.
No.
Up.
No. What was the final studio album released by the Beatles?
Was it Sgt. Pepper's?
It was not.
Let It Be.
Yes. Okay. What team did Ken Griffey Jr. join when he left Seattle?
The Cincinnati Reds.
He did. In Ben Franklin's famous kite experiment, what object was tied to the end of the string?
That would be a key.
It would be. In Harry Potter, who killed Dumbledore?
Hogwarts?
No.
Gryffindor?
No.
Slytherin?
No.
Snape?
What ocean is in the territory? What ocean is the territory of Christmas Island located in?
Oh, crap. I got to get one guess. I'm going to go Atlantic.
No.
Oh, is it Pacific?
No.
Okay,
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, which is okay, but it's a loss. 6-5. Sorry that you lost, but congratulations to Alonzo.
Right on.
Great game, Alonzo.
So let's see. The president during World War I was Woodrow Wilson.
Okay.
Our friend Alonzo did know that the northeast state where Subway first opened was Connecticut. And in Harry Potter, Dumbledore was killed by Severus Snape.
Okay, Slytherin Snape was close.
Snape is different than Snake.
Oh, I'm not saying I should have got it right, but I mean, you got to give me at least like a head nod for at least trying.
You did a very good effort there.
Thanks.
And then the ocean that you would find Christmas Island in is the Indian Ocean.
Indian Ocean.
Yes, well.
The Daily Migs Show.
The return of Live Night is on the calendar Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino.
Ooh, get right into Valentine's Day with a little Live Night action.
Have you seen those hotel rooms, Steve Miggs?
Yes, I have.
They're very nice.
The spa's very nice. The hot tub's nice. And what perfect way to go into Valentine's Day by getting a little yachty and naughty.
That's the theme.
I'm sorry. That just sounds terrible.
It's going to be so great. We're going to be live at 7 o'clock. The men's room will be live from 9 until 10:30. And tickets are on sale right now.
And if you've never been to a live night, it is a blast. It's a full-on the sound effects are done live. We're going to be doing everything live as well. You never know who's going to show up as well. And the music's all done live, too.
Anything that could go wrong may go wrong. So you're going to want to see that in the flesh. So get your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
What sports did you participate in back in high school? 206-803-ROCK. And we are bringing this up because there is a new sanctioned high school sport here in the state of Washington, and that is girls flag football.
Plus, I learned if you get to be a part of a team on the ground up, like they're a little bit more willing to take you if you're not all that great. That's how I made my team's lacrosse squad.
That is so sweet.
We were all, it was like a Disney film, like a ragtag bunch of people who didn't know anything about lacrosse, but we had a guy who was a teacher who used to play for Syracuse, a very good program at lacrosse, so he started a lacrosse team at our high school, and I got to be a part of the inaugural season.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
206-803-ROCK.
What
sports did you play in high school? We're going to talk to someone, Steve, who went to 2 state championships, but first.
Our lacrosse team did not.
Matthew from Carnation, what sport did you play in high school?
I played the usual, but I also played water polo.
You played water polo?
That was my fun sport.
Was that like here in Washington?
No, actually, I'm from Alaska, but we played teams that were from this area and stuff, and from Canada. We played the Canadian national team, actually, in an exhibition game.
How badly did you guys get beat?
Bad. They were grown men. We were high schoolers.
Dude.
But our coach had played with them in college and stuff.
Matthew, I love that you brought up water polo, because growing up, I love watching water polo in the Olympics, and I wish my high school had. I would have jumped at that opportunity as well.
And it's a really rough sport, believe it or not. I mean, it's as rough as hockey or football or any of the others I played for the most part.
Did you ever get poked in the eye on accident?
No, but I got pinched by toes.
Ooh.
Oh. You could kind of get away with like kicking people in the jimmy because they can't see the if they don't see it through the water, right?
All the action goes on under the water, exactly.
That was Terrence's motto in college.
206-803-ROCK. Avery, north of Kirkland, what sports did you play in high school?
I was on the cross-country team when I was in high school, and I went to 2 state championships.
Nice. Did you win any of them?
No, I did not. I did finish within the top 100, though, which in California, when you're running a race with like 200-300 people, that I feel that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Do you took a whole lot of blood, sweat, tears, and vomit.
No. Oh, right. Not necessarily in that order, I hope.
I mean, anytime I run, I feel like I'm going to vomit, so I understand that.
I'd much rather vomit than run.
John from Tacoma, what sports did you play when you were in high school?
I played basketball and baseball.
And how were you?
I was pretty good. I played middle school, too, so, you know, I had a general idea of everything. But I've never made it to any state championships. We were kind of garbage.
Where did you play?
I went to Franklin Pierce in Tacoma. Pretty good.
Of the two sports, which would you say you were better at?
Baseball.
Baseball. What position?
First base and pitcher.
Nice.
Rock on, John.
You need to have a cool nickname like our Mariners first baseman. What does he go? He goes by Rowdy.
Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is another wonderful chat on Reddit happening, and it's talking about the many things women seem to find embarrassing that most men actually don't care about at all. Some of the responses have been epic. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
And I think this will be fun. Let's hear the comments and see if you agree or if how Danny and I feel, if like, you know, if we also think it's it's not worth getting worked up about, or if you're on board with them, okay?
Okay.
All right, we figured who better to read these than a man who's in touch with the ladies, and that is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Are you ready for Robot Will Smith reading the comments about the things that, what is it, that women care about that men just don't? Ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
People seeing your house not being perfectly cleaned.
You know, the older I've gotten, I now care more about that. Back in the day when I was like, you know, my 20s, I didn't care if you came over to a pigsty.
I mean, I definitely care about that, and it drives Brad crazy. And even Barrett gets annoyed that I'm like, we have to clean everything. There's company coming over. And Barrett's like, why are you cleaning?
My mom used to be nuts about that. She'd get under the table with the cloth and that dust under there. I'm like, who's going to end up on their hands and knees and see that there's dust on the bottom of the table legs?
Silly.
It's ridiculous. And Sid's like that, too. Mm-hmm. But she gets so crazy. She's cleaning as people are still over.
Oh, my God.
Sneezing naturally. Several ladies I know hold their sneezes in.
No.
You okay?
Let her rip.
Anyone?
No.
You want to hear a crazy story? Remember Vince McMahon, the owner, he used to be part of the WWE. He's no longer a part of it, but he's such a mental case that he felt that if you sneeze, that meant that it was a sign of weakness, that you weren't strong enough to hold a sneeze in. And he would get mad. And there are multiple people who confirmed this. Like, in meetings, if somebody sneezed, he would be visibly upset at that person.
It is allergy season. What am I supposed to do?
It actually bothers me the opposite way. Like, when somebody does one of those little... I'm like, come on, just sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, what? I can't do that. So just sneeze.
You're not fooling us. We know you just sneeze.
Be an elephant.
Can't be satisfying at all.
Man, my dad, he used to, like, rumble the house when he was... Ah, choo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
Farts and
that's Danny also farts.
Farts and burps. My husband of 20 years has never heard me fart. Never will.
I mean, Brad has heard me fart, but very few times. I'm not like one of those people that rips.
I don't know if I want to like get in the doghouse, but I've never heard my wife fart when she's awake.
See, that was the first time that Brad ever heard me fart. I woke myself up in my sleep, and wow. I was like, oh my God, he's still asleep, thank God. But then the next morning, he was like, what was that at 3 a.m.? I was mortified.
I don't think I've ever told my wife that I've busted her a couple of
times. I'll tell her.
I think it's the funniest thing ever. Like, when all of a sudden, just, I hear one rip, and I'm like, I look over, and she's asleep. I'm like, that is adorable.
Well, you two are weird. I don't fart at all, so I don't know.
That's true. I've never heard Danny fart.
Thank you.
Mm-mm, I don't think I have either.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Rewearing the same outfit or being at a party and wearing the same outfit as someone else.
That is definitely one that I've never understood why people get so upset about the fact that you're wearing something that someone else. If I showed up today and Danny was wearing the same shirt, I'd be like, dude,
let's take a picture.
Like, that just happened with Castle and I when he walked in. We had the same plain black hoodie on. And I was like, this is awesome.
I think I'm down with twinning for sure.
But I've seen women get mad at each other over this.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird how many people I show up twinning with at emo night. Skinny jeans, black shirt. You get it.
The uniform.
Yeah.
On brand.
On brand.
Scars. All of my guy friends think their scars are cool. My girlfriends and I would never compare scars.
Oh, you guys aren't like lifting up your shirt to show off some scars.
I mean, I show my knee scar all the time, but you know, I that's like my only big one.
My wife does think it's strange that like when I think it was funny that I ended up getting like this scar on my lip, and that just recently happened. Like when I was wrestling in Vancouver, a guy headbutted me right in the, and it just started bleeding everywhere. And the promoter was like, I could stitch it. But honestly, it'll just heal the same. It might even heal worse if I stitch it because of the way that it was cut open.
Ouch.
So I came home. I was like, that's going to leave a nasty scar. Not that bad. But she's like, man, I would be so upset if I had a scar like that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm already, you can't polish a turd.
Makes you look tough.
Yeah. One more?
Yeah.
Eating a lot and finishing your plate.
I mean, I have, I have a solid appetite.
I don't know, man. We've gone to all-you-can-eat sushi with you. You don't eat a lot.
Well, I eat fast, though. I definitely eat fast.
She eats one roll.
She's like, I know.
Guys, I eat so much. And I'm like, did you?
Sushi does fill me up, though, pretty quickly.
But you have one roll, you're like, that's all I can eat.
I know.
I'm like, you just spent way too much money for that one roll, then.
Every time I do the all-you-can-eat at Trappers, I'm always like, I am not getting my money's worth. Not even close.
See, I am that person that will practically lick the plate clean.
Oh, same.
If food's good, I always hate it when like the waiter or the waitress comes over and goes, wow, it looks like you didn't like your meal. I'm like, isn't that the point? Isn't the point for me to like this meal? That's why I came here and spent this money? Like, why are you making me feel shame that I just decided to eat the entire meal?
That's like the whole goal, right?
But then I've tried, like, because, you know, I'm trying to, like, be better with my portion control. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to match my wife. When we were in Hawaii, I was like, whatever she eats on her plate, I'll try and eat just the equivalent on my plate. Maybe that'll, like, kind of keep me...
Yeah.
That didn't even last one meal. I was, like, eating, and I'm like, man, you haven't eaten a lot. I need to keep eating. This isn't the... I would be starving if I stopped eating right now.
Oh, no.
The Daily Migs Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there. And that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Is there a story about you that your parents or other members of your family just absolutely love to bring up about you and will never let you live it down? 206-803-ROCK.
Judging by all the calls we've received, it seems like everybody lives a life of family members wanting to embarrass you.
And we have one person on hold who's got a story that involves the Nookie, Steve.
Let's go.
But first, we're going to chat with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what's the story that your parents or other family members will never let you live down?
So we went on a camping trip one time, and I was in my old 85 GMC pickup. Well, on the way back, I had broke my phone, for context, that weekend. I drove over with my truck, and I came up to a stoplight, and I blew my first gear on my truck, and it's an automatic. So I couldn't go forwards. Well, I threw it in reverse to see, and sure enough, reverse worked.
Okay.
So I was on my way back to base because I was in the Navy at the time, and so I had to drive in reverse 9.5 miles back to base, and I got almost there. I almost made it all the way to the front gate, and the MAs pulled me over. They thought I was drunk.
Well, yeah, they're probably not used to seeing somebody driving backwards.
True. I know. I 100% was like, all right, man, I can understand that. So they tried to turn me around, and my truck wouldn't go. And I was like, hey, man, I got to get back to base. So they gave me a police escort onto base in reverse in my truck. And everybody that was down in Lemoore, this was in Lemoore, California, everybody that was stationed down there with me, still to this day, always gives me all kinds of grief and brings this story up. And my dad loves telling it as well.
Oh, I bet he does. I'm just thinking about the visual. If you're just driving and you see that, and you're like, you see like a police, you know, escort. And then they're like, but that car's driving backwards. Like, I did not expect to see that today.
I don't like driving in reverse for 9 feet, let alone 9 miles.
Dude, if I'm like, oh, I just missed a great spot. And it's like almost like down the entire length of a block. But I'm like, no cars are coming. And I'm like, I'm going to slam into somebody.
206-803-ROCK. Tom from Auburn. What's the story that your parents or family members will never let you live down?
So when I was little, like toddler age, my dad and his girlfriend tried to slip away for a quickie, and I went looking for them, and I ended up walking in on them doing the deed. According to my dad, I absolutely freaked out about it, and I started screaming, "No, Daddy, don't hurt her!"
Oh no!
Back away, Daddy.
Do you remember this, or is this something that like they have to just bring it up, and you're like, "I did that"?
Yeah, it is that I don't remember it. Dad would always find the worst times to bring it up. Like, we were at a bar once, and I was trying to hit on some young woman about my age, and Dad found a way to bring it up. I think it was his way of testing her. Yeah, like, he's brought it up to girls that I was dating or girls I was trying to impress, or just he'd get a few in them, and he'd just start telling this story.
Okay, I love your dad, but also, yeah, he's a terrible wingman.
Worst wingman ever. Amanda from Ording is there.
Let me tell you about my son this time he walked in on me and my lady having sex.
Amanda from Ording, tell us the story that your parents or other family members just will not let you live down.
It's actually about my daughter, my youngest daughter, and my oldest daughter's best friend.
Okay.
They were younger. They're adults now, mostly. And they were at my house playing hide and seek in the dark at night. And the best friend and my youngest daughter were hiding together. And the best friend was like laying over my daughter in the yard. And one of the other children playing said something funny and made her laugh. And she laughed so hard she peed her pants. But she was on top of my daughter. So, yeah, every time she's around, we're like, oh, you remember that time you peed on my daughter?
Yeah. Oh, no. There's going to come a point where they're just not going to be friends anymore because she just doesn't want to be reminded of that.
Oh, no, she's like my third child.
That's amazing. How old are they now?
Oh, no.
50.
No, she said they were in their 20s.
Oh, 20. Okay,
20s.
Okay, I missed that part. Thank you.
Oh, no. Danny, do you have a story like that?
Oh, my favorite was just when I was 3 years old. My mom loves to tell everyone that I was wanting to go say hi to my aunt and her friend who were hanging out in the living room. And she's like, Daniel, it was right after my shower. And she's like, Daniel, you cannot go in there. You're naked. And so I went into my room, put on my hat, and I disappeared. So my mom walks into the living room. There I am, buck naked with just a hat on. And she says, Daniel, I told you not to come in here. And I just look at her and I said, I'm not naked, Mom. I have my hat on.
It's a very good point.
Thank you.
And that makes sense now why you always show up to work wearing nothing but just the hat.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a nice Kraken hat, by the way.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.